WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
This marks the first week of the Atlantic hurricane season, which will run until November 30th. Long-term averages for the number of named storms is 12, for the number of hurricanes is 6, and for the number of major hurricanes is 3. For 2014, the first several tropical systems will feature Arthur, Bertha, Cristobal, Dolly, Edward, and Fay. The Tropical Weather Outlook is issued four times daily and briefly describes significant areas of disturbed weather and their potential for tropical cyclone formation during the next 48 hours. The issuance times are 2 a.m., 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A special Tropical Weather Outlook will be issued to provide updates as necessary in between regularly scheduled issuances of the Tropical Weather Outlook. A standard package of products consisting of the Tropical Cyclone Public Advisory, the Forecast Advisory, the Tropical Cyclone Discussion, and the Wind Speed Probabilities is issued every 6 hours for all ongoing tropical cyclones. A special advisory package may be issued at any time to advise of significant unexpected changes or to modify watches or warnings. The Tropical Cyclone Update is a brief statement to inform of significant changes in a tropical cyclone or to post or cancel watches or warnings. It is used in lieu of or to precede the issuance of a special advisory package. The Tropical Cyclone Update is also used to provide a continuous flow of information regarding the center location of a tropical cyclone when watches or warnings are in effect and the center can be easily tracked with land-based radar. All National Hurricane Center text and graphical products are available on the web at www.hurricanes.gov. You can also interact with NHC on Facebook at NWSNHC. Notifications are available via Twitter when select National Hurricane Center products are issued. In its 2014 Atlantic hurricane season outlook, NOAA's Climate Prediction Center is forecasting a near-normal or below-normal season for the Atlantic Basin. The main driver of this year's outlook is the anticipated development of El Niño this summer. El Niño causes stronger wind shear, which reduces the number and intensity of tropical storms and hurricanes. El Niño can also strengthen the trade winds and increase the atmospheric stability across the tropical Atlantic, making it more difficult for cloud systems coming off Africa to intensify into tropical storms. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.